Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of CBS Sports Radio here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor, 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to a busy, and I mean busy, Tuesday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all of our great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, and the free Odyssey app. 855-212-4CBS is the number to jump on in, 855-212-4227. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. And producing this extravaganza for the next 4 hours is no other than Hot Take Hickey.
I don't know about that hot take, Hickey.
So last night was such a unreal, crazy, just ridiculous moment in sports. And we were on the air reacting to the Aaron Rodgers injury. And we had Dr. David Chow on, who said it was an Achilles injury and Rodgers likely out for the season. And that was confirmed earlier this morning. We all know it's horrible. It's devastating. It is just a miserable moment in sports when you start the game and there's just so much anticipation through the entire season and the entire offseason of what is Aaron Rodgers going to look like during the season with the Jets, and 3 or 4 plays in, poof, it's done. He's carted off the field, Achilles injury, and the season's over. So you look at that, and there's another moment here for the Jets where how do they continue through their season? And that big question all comes down to who is their quarterback and how productive their quarterback will be. Robert Saleh addressed reporters a few moments ago. He made it clear that Zach Wilson is their guy now, and they're going to bring in somebody else to back up Zach Wilson. And let me just say right out of the gate, if that is true, that is the right decision right now for the New York Jets. Zach Wilson knows the playbook. Zach Wilson has been on the team the last few years. I know the Jets, they could spin it all they want. They lost all confidence in Zach Wilson. That locker room, if you even remember going back to the Mike White t-shirts last year, they don't even believe in Zach Wilson. But as we were spitballing the names last night, as you continue to jot down and speculate which names the Jets could potentially bring in to replace Zach Wilson, I have not heard a name in a little less than the past 24 hours that I go, it's realistic, and it's someone that drastically makes the Jets better. Because you look at the Jets, if there's a name that is interested that you go, okay, that's a good name, the Jets are a team that could still be a really damn good team. They beat the Bills last night. Like, let's not forget about that. They made Josh Allen look like a bad quarterback, and they beat the Bills after having to overcome all the emotions and being and mentally drain when you lose your star quarterback, one of the top 10 greatest quarterbacks of all time. They still beat the Bills. So the Jets are a good team. The Jets have a great defense. Garrett Wilson is a stud on the offensive side of the ball. You're the two-headed monster of Dalvin Cook and Breece Hall. That offensive line's a problem, though. But right now, if you're trying to win as many games as possible, I know it sounds crazy, but Zach Wilson is the most realistic and best answer to navigate the next few weeks. And I do eventually believe there's an expiration date because, as I said, the locker room doesn't believe in Zach Wilson, But with that being said, let's see what Zach Wilson could do. A guy who was highly touted coming out of BYU, was the clear-cut second overall pick in the draft, has been embarrassed, has been knocked down, and he has been gutted. And everyone has counted this guy out. We're going to find out how tough, how resilient, and how good Zach Wilson actually is. And here's the good part for Zach. I know he was rancid. He was putrid the last few years. But all Zach Wilson has to do is be a game manager. That's all he has to do. Because when Aaron Rodgers got to the Jets, people said, how much does Aaron Rodgers have left in the tank? And people were saying, going out of their way to say this. And I didn't necessarily agree with it, but it does have some validity today that the Jets didn't need the Aaron Rodgers in two out of the last three seasons that won the MVP. Because there were some questions about Aaron Rodgers coming off the thumb injury and a down season last year for the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. So you don't need him to be necessarily at that elite level, but he is going to instantly be an upgrade over Zach Wilson. And also, you were looking at it, if you're a Jet fan, even if you just get a good Aaron Rodgers, imagine if you just had a good quarterback last year. That team would have made the playoffs. But right now, with the way that the Jets are constructed, I know the AFC is a gauntlet. This team still has a chance. This team still has hope. Not to win a Super Bowl. Not to win the AFC East. But you saw it last night against, right, one of the better teams in the AFC. The Jets beat the Bills after having to overcome losing Aaron Rodgers. So now, I know you could sit there and say, Zach, you're an idiot, you're a moron, and you're dope. Why are you going to gamble with the Jets season with Zach Wilson as quarterback one? And the simple question I'll just say to everybody else, who else are you bringing in? That's the easy question. And that's why Zach Wilson's going to continue to be the guy until he falls flat on his face, until he bottoms out, and the Jets have nowhere else to go. But you look at the names, you could consider Phillip Rivers. I got no problem with Phillip Rivers. The guy, though, hasn't played since 2020. And remember, this line isn't great. I don't think Phillip Rivers, even though he would be a good signing, and I know there's some concerns about him not playing the last 2 years, is he the guy that you want to see running for his life? You know, you want to tell me Jameis Winston, go make a trade? No harm there. Got to learn the playbook. Matt Ryan, I don't think he's coming out of the broadcast booth. We saw him in Indianapolis last year. He looked like a shell of himself. You want to say, go get Jacoby Brissett? Can Jacoby Brissett be a game manager? Sure. But even the two guys that I just said, okay, Winston or Brissett, is the upside there? Like, if you're just going to be a wild card team this year, wouldn't you rather see how much upside and how much gas maybe is still left in the tank with Zach Wilson? Now, I've heard some other names that are speculated. And I'll say this. Names that the Jets shouldn't even call. Stop with Drew Brees. Stop with Cam Newton. Stop with Big Ben. Stop with Nick Foles. Those guys have nothing left. I've seen Cam in New England, Carolina on the second stint. He was terrible. We all saw Nick Foles last year. He's only good in Philadelphia. Big Ben, his arm was falling off the last time he was on a football field. And the same could be said for Drew Brees. Now, there are two phone calls that the Jets should make and expect to be told no. But you don't get a chance to go on a date with someone if you at least don't ask him out. You have to call Tom Brady. Tom Brady's going to say no. He will laugh you off the phone. We all know that. Tom Brady, I really do believe, is actually at peace with retirement, and you have this whole minority ownership situation with the Raiders. But there's no harm, even if you're like a three or a four, asking the 10 girl, and in this case, the 10 quarterback, do you want to go for a little dance? And also, I know he hasn't played in forever. I don't think his brain is there. You at least got to give the courtesy phone call, though, to Andrew Luck. But I don't think Andrew Luck, who is his birthday, by the way, today, so happy birthday, is coming back to a football field. Now, let me just be abundantly clear here. There's going to be someone that's going to beg you. He's going to implore you. He's going to say, I want to be a member of the Jets. I could be your starting quarterback, and he knows Joe Douglas. That's Carson Wentz. If I'm the Jets, I'm not bringing Carson Wentz into this locker room. So you go through all those names. Did any of them make you say, yeah, you want that player? And do you also believe that that player would realistically come out of retirement or would say, okay, I want to go be a member of the New York Jets? And if your best answers are like Jameis Winston or Jacoby Brissett or even Matt Ryan, I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference. I really don't. So I roll the dice here with Zach Wilson. That's what the Jets are going to do in the interim, and we'll see how long Zach Wilson could take the baton and run with it. Let me get you the poll question today. You can always find it at Zach Gelb, at CBS Sports Radio. And I'm expecting that there's going to be a good amount of people that disagree with me. But the Jets starting QB plan for the rest of the season should be Zach Wilson or somebody else. Somebody else right now is at 57%. Zach Wilson is at 43%. Hickey, let me ask you this. Is it a mistake if, let's just say, we're going to take Robert Saleh's word for what it's worth, that the Jets continue to rock and roll and go on with Zach Wilson as QB1 for now for the rest of the season?
For the rest of the season, yes. For the next week or two, I get it. It's tough to bring someone in. But for the rest of the 17 or 16-game schedule, absolutely.
So who are you bringing in? Wilson. So, because I think it's one thing to throw out a name. The other name also has to be realistic. So give me a few names there if you're going to tell me that the Jets need to move on from Zach Wilson and bring in somebody else. They're going to bring in somebody else, but I mean bring in somebody else to usurp Zach Wilson as a starting quarterback.
Number one call I'm making, it's going to take a few weeks. Season goes south, Kirk Cousins. I'm giving Minnesota a call. I'm giving a first-round pick. They do not seem committed to Kirk. They go, what year by year? His contract expires at the end of the season. First-round pick for Kirk Cousins, I'm making the move.
Two things. Number one, I like that. But it's not realistic.
Why not?
Salary-wise, how are you going to be able to fit him under the cap in the middle of a season? I don't think that's realistic whatsoever. And also, I know the Vikings could very well lose on Thursday night, and they could fall to 0-2. The Vikings had a bad week two showing last year up against Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field. They go up against the Eagles again. Why would the Vikings punt on the season this early on in, even if it's like a few weeks after that? I don't think the Vikings are going to be that bad. I know they just lost to Tampa. They may be 0-2 after this week, but I got to think that that offense will eventually click, and you run the risk of annoying the crap out of Justin Jefferson and then him wanting to go sign somewhere else and not sign your contract extension.
Part of the reason why I said this has to take a few weeks if this season does go south, but if you're the Vikings, I mean, you have not committed to Kirk Cousins. You've had now multiple opportunities to lock him up long-term, have just gone year by year. So if you are, let's say, lukewarm on him anyway, and you can get a first-round pick back, and now if you want, I get what you're talking about with Justin Jefferson and maybe punting on the season, but if you're 1-3, 1-4, 2-5, I get turnarounds can happen, but I think how you can also at least frame it to Justin Jefferson is, hey, look, we have two first-round picks. This is a loaded quarterback draft. We're going to get our guy.
Are you definitely going to be able to get a first-round pick, though, for Kirk Cousins when he's on a walk year?
If I'm the Jets, I would do it.
Okay.
I would be desperate. I think that's the best bet.
I think it's a good idea in terms of throwing out a name. I think there's a 0% chance that it happens. Next name. Go ahead.
Cooper Rush. Guy who knows how to do more or not screw up a good situation. It's 5-1. Now we get it. Small sample size. But in Dallas and the Jets are very similar, right?
They are.
Great defense. Good run game. Solid receivers, solid weapons to throw the ball to. Cooper Rush, look, is he going to light up the world? No.
But here's the thing.
Is he better than Zach Wilson?
Yes. You need to dress up Cooper Rush to make him look like he's this really great option. Is there? I know Cooper Rush could be, in theory, a better backup option when you look at a small sample size. But if you're asking him to go through a big chunk of this schedule, I'm not feeling that much better about Cooper Rush than Zach Wilson.
Taylor Heinicke.
Ah, Taylor Ham Heinicke.
Playoff start under his belt.
Where the heck? Is he in Atlanta?
Atlanta as the backup to Desmond Ridder. So you'd have to give up less draft capital if you're the Jets.
And I would say that the Jets have a better roster right now than the Commanders, and the Commanders eventually said enough of Taylor Ham Heineke.
So now, he's a little bit of a wild card in the sense that I think his highs are high and higher than Zach Wilson's. Now, the lows maybe are similar to Zach Wilson, maybe a little bit more steady Eddie, but...
Put it this way. I need a name here that's going to move the needle here that makes me say okay, and I don't even think that much of Zach Wilson. You got to ditch him to the curb, and remember, you're going to give something up to go get that guy. Then he has to come in here, wait a few weeks to get caught up to speed with the playbook, all the terminology of the offense, all those things, and the Jets still got to be in it. So I need a name that maybe gets the juices flowing. Kirk was a good one. I just don't think it's realistic. Anyone else there on that list?
Gardner Minshew.
It's a fine name.
Davis Mills.
I see. I like Gardner Minshew because there's a little mobility there. And behind the Jets offensive line, you're going to need some mobility.
He's also a guy I do feel like teams rally around. Like, he is a guy that he could come in
for
there.
For a little bit because of the mustache,
the
rah-rah.
And look, I mean, talking about a little bit, and let's just say throwing out there week six, he is up to speed and good to go. Could he rally team for 10 weeks? Yeah, could the magic fall off after the season or more than 1 year? Absolutely.
So let me ask you this.
Sure.
You were raining on the Jets parade all off season long.
That's right.
I thought you were a little bit of being a douche, if I'm being fair, when talking about the Jets. If you didn't even think, and this was your take, I thought the Jets would be a playoff team with Aaron Rodgers. You didn't think the Jets are going to be a playoff team. What's the point then if you're so down on them and go giving up draft capital? If you didn't believe they'd be a playoff team with Aaron Rodgers, why would they be a playoff team with any of these schmucks that you're giving me?
Outside of Kirk Cousins, I don't think they will. But that's me. Most people, like, I feel like I'm not on an island, because there are people that are doubters in the Jets, but I'm in the minority.
You're on an island.
You
saw lightning, and you had, like, the rod waved in the air, and you were, like, begging to get struck by lightning. That's what you were doing on that Jet no playoff push island.
I would say this. Like, I definitely am more negative compared to others, but there's a large contingent that believe the Jets make the playoffs. And look, you look last night, they beat the Bills without Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, you would have been wrong if Aaron Rodgers didn't get hurt.
I don't think so, but
you definitely would have. They just beat the Bills.
That we'll never find out, which stinks. I'm actually very disappointed. I wanted to. I know.
Yes, you would have been wrong.
But we'll never find out. But if you are a Jets fan or anyone in the Jets organization, you're not waving the white flag or saying, "Oh, we can't make the playoffs now." You're tied for first in the AFC.
The best option right now, and it's not a great option, but it's your best option, is seeing what a motivated, back up against the wall Zach Wilson looks like. I'm not telling you it's an option. When you look at the menu, you go, ooh and ah, ooh, this is spectacular. But sometimes you see an item on the menu, you're like, I don't think it's going to be that good. And then it leaves a little bit of a good taste. And that's your best hope. It's not a good situation. This is an awful situation. I'm not going to try to tell you that something's great when it's not. But this is your only option right now. And then you got to bring in a veteran backup that doesn't have an ego in case if it goes bad, where at least he could go play the position if you're a Jet fan and you're like, okay, I just seen enough of Zach Wilson. Now, what's not working out for Zach Wilson here is the schedule. Because we talked, and this was a big reason why Hickey was down in the Jets before the start of the season. It was the start of the schedule with all the new pieces, blah, blah, blah. He has to go up against, like, let's say if bare minimum he's the quarterback the next 4 weeks. The next four games for the New York Jets are the Cowboys this weekend in Dallas. Good luck with that defense. The Patriots, who they lost to twice last year. And I don't even think the Patriots are a good team. Kansas City on Sunday Night Football. And then at least you get the Broncos. You're in Denver, who just lost to the Raiders. So if the Broncos are your easiest game, that's tough. Then after that, Eagles, bye week, week 7, at the Giants and the Chargers. I really don't think it matters who you bring in. It's going to be tough. It's going to be almost impossible without Aaron Rodgers to survive that gauntlet. And that's why I would say, okay, let's throw Zach Wilson back into the deep end and just hope that this time he could somehow swim, even if his head goes under for a little bit, pops back up, and finds a way with this defense, this run game, and then also with the great wide receiver in Garrett Wilson to find a way to get to the shallow end by the steps and then walk on out of the pool. Should the Jets continue to rock and roll with Zach Wilson? Or do they need to go bring in somebody else to replace Zach Wilson? And if so, who's your realistic name? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Former Jet player Eric Coleman will join us at the top of the hour. Hall of Famer, Steve Largent will stop by at 8:20 p.m. Eastern, 5:20 p.m. Pacific. And Kyle Whittingham, the head football coach of the 12th-ranked Utah Utes, will join us at 9:20 p.m. Eastern, 6:20 p.m. Pacific. Coming on back, Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
The venue's set. Families coming in from all over. It's her quinceañera. With all the excitement, it may be easy to overlook COVID-19. It's still a risk, and that's why it's muy importante to get this season's COVID-19 shot ahead of time. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. So let's set the date, vaccinate, and celebrate. Check eligibility and schedule this season's COVID-19 shot on the CDC site, vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
All righty, it is The Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. So I think there's two takeaways from that crazy Monday Night Football game last night between the Jets and the Bills. The one that is right at the front of the stove is, of course, Aaron Rodgers out for the season with the ruptured Achilles, done for the year. And now what do the Jets do? Do they go with one Zach Wilson? Do they bring in somebody with the intention to back him up like they claim, or do you bring in somebody to eventually replace Zach Wilson to try to salvage this season? So that's on the front of the stove. Then on the back of the burner is actually pretty important. And if it wasn't for the Aaron Rodgers injury, I think it's being discussed a lot more. And you're hearing it in small doses, but it's still imperative to bring up. And that's the fact that the Buffalo Bills lost the game. Like, Hickey, last night, once Aaron Rodgers goes down, there's nothing really for the Bills to win. In terms of, if you win the game, it's not like people are going to be praising you because you defeated the Jets when they didn't have Aaron Rodgers. Like, there wasn't a lot to gain for the Bills last night, but bare minimum, I know that you say there's nothing to really win. You got to win the game because that's when you turn into a real loser and that's when you look ugly. And that's what happened. This is the worst first impression. And I know the regular season, there's not going to be a big impression that you can make if you're the Bills because it's going to be, can you get the job done in the postseason with some of the shortcomings the last few years? But to lose to the Jets at MetLife Stadium after that team loses Aaron Rodgers and you had a lead, that's an absolute disgrace. It is embarrassing. It is pathetic. And the Bills should be ashamed of themselves. And let's address some things here. Josh Allen. I love Josh Allen. But how many times are you going to be playing hero ball and you're going to end up costing your team? You're not going to find a way to make a big play on every play. Sometimes the best throws you make are the ones you don't make. And that dude had three interceptions last night. throwing the ball all over the field. I know it's up against a great Jets defense, but that was an embarrassing performance by the quarterback who, when he's hidden, he's great. He's sensational. He went toe-to-toe in that playoff game up against Patrick Mahomes. I've never praised a player more in a loss than I have than that performance by Josh Allen up against the Chiefs and Arrowhead in that crazy divisional round game. But there are moments when you look at Josh Allen and you go, we know how good you could be. Excuse me, how great you could be. And then it's like, how the heck are you that bad at times and you still don't learn from your mistakes? And you know what was discouraging to me, Hickey, last night? After the game, it's almost as if he was seeing ghosts. It was almost as if it was, I've seen this terrible movie so many times that I know the way that it ends, but you still watch it and you're still stunned by it. But when I heard Josh Allen speak to the media and he was like, it's the same stuff, just a different game, that to me is concerning. Because it's one thing to make the poor plays, but then mentally, how does it affect you? And I think mentally, it's just really getting to Josh Allen. And I know there's some teams, right, that you just have a roadblock up against. But to start up the season that way, he looked so dejected after the game last night. And I can't blame him, but you could prevent these things. And last year it got ugly. And to start off this season, man, it was brutal. Like, that was an embarrassing performance by the Bills quarterback and that Bills offense last night when your defense doesn't even have to go up against Aaron Rodgers. He's got knocked out in the first drive of the game, and you still can't win the damn game.
Look, Josh Allen, right, is a great quarterback in the NFL. We talk about Patrick Mahomes, and then it's Joe Burrow, then it's Josh Allen. A lot of people agree that's a top three. The thing, though, in the reality is...
You know what? Can I cut you off real quickly, sure, though? He's playing to still be the third best quarterback this year in the NFL. I would have agreed with you before the start of the season. One, absolutely Mahomes. Two is Joe Burrow. That third spot, it's up for grabs right now. You have Jalen Hurts, who last year proved his worth. Trevor Lawrence is right there. We'll see what Justin Herbert could do. Heck, maybe even Tua Tagovailoa at this end of the season, if he could stay healthy, throws himself in that conversation. Lamar Jackson with the health. There's a bunch of guys there. Now Rodgers is out of it because he's going to be done for the season. But there are guys that are tugging on the cape of Josh Allen to take that third best quarterback in football title away. And he may lose it this year. I don't think it's going to continue to be this bad as it was last night. But he's playing to show that he's still the third best quarterback in football.
And that's a problem with Josh Allen, is he right now is too deep into his career and too good to be having a roller coaster season. Where, look, like, people are allowed to have bad games. Patrick Mahomes has played bad. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that Joe Burrow, we just watched Joe Burrow throw for 82 yards. Bad games happen. But for Josh Allen, now it's happening too often where he's having these turnover-prone games where he's throwing it up. He leads the league in turnovers since 2022. He leads the league in turnovers since he got into the league in 2018. It's a problem now, and it's a big-time habit he is unable to break. He is too deep into his career to still be basically playing like a rookie.
You know what it reminds me a lot of? It's kind of the way that we would sometimes break down Brett Favre's game, where you would see Brett Favre, who's like the ultimate gunslinger, and Brett Favre, we all know the legendary career that he had, Hall of Fame career, won a Super Bowl, and there would be moments where Brett Favre would be rocking. It'd be like, oh, he's unstoppable. 1 week, 5 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. And then the next week, it would be like, what the heck is going on with Brett Favre because of the amount of risks that he takes? And Josh Allen takes more risks than Brett Favre because of the mobility factor in the year of 2023 as well.
Well, that's another thing he's not learned. He's not learned to take care of the football. Big time problem. We saw it last night. And he's not learned to slide. I don't know what he's doing. But he did it again last night, where if he's running, he doesn't get down. He tries to lower his shoulder. He got hit a few times where I was frankly surprised he got up. But it's also like, if you're Josh Allen, you're trying to be one of the best quarterbacks and lead the Bills to the Super Bowl, part of doing that is being upright and being at as close to full health as you can. He got popped a few times last night, and we've been talking about that for how long now? Right? 3-4 years where it's getting too dangerous.
But you know what it comes down to?
For him to throw his body out there the way he is.
It comes down to the philosophy in terms of, they keep on saying Josh has to protect himself, take the ball out of his hands. You have to. You need to run the football more. They ran the football last night 22 times in the game. The guy with the most carries was James Cook, who was a second-round draft pick 2 years ago. He only gets 12 carries in the game. You got to run the ball more. And Josh Allen, by the way, had 6 of those 22 carries. You have to run the ball more if you're Buffalo with guys that are not named Josh Allen. And until you do that and you put all of it on Josh, there's going to be moments where, like, at the end of the game, Josh is humming, Josh is going, moving the ball down the field. Are they going to settle for a field goal? Are they going to go get a touchdown? And he looks great. But then there's other moments in the game where you go, what the bleep was that? And it's because they put too much of it on Josh Allen. And it's amazing to me how the Bills don't get that. How they're that stupid where they keep on saying, take the ball, Josh Allen, keep on going, keep on running into it. Oh, you got to protect yourself better. Run the ball with people other than Josh Allen more. It doesn't need to be 1970 where you're running it 50 times and only throwing it 15. I get it. It's going to be more pass heavy. But they got to take the decision out of his hand, Hickey. And they keep on going back to the well and expecting something's going to be different here.
I agree with you in the run game. They've not had one, a stable one, really, since Josh Allen's coming to his superstardom, if you will, in 2020.
Should have traded for McCaffrey.
But this is also on Josh Allen himself. Again, Brandon Beans talked about putting himself, learning a slide, going out of bounds, not taking hits. And again, last night, he is still running and trying to take on linebackers and getting double teamed and just crushed. And again, I think part of this is on Josh Allen. And it goes into the same sense of the turnovers.
Missing Daboll, too.
He is not learning. He's either too stubborn. It's either he panics. I don't know what it is. But the turnovers have been a consistent problem for him since his first year and has really not gotten better. If anything, now it's reverting, getting worse again. You look at last year and this year, again, he's leading the league since 2022 in turnovers. And really, after 2020, thought 2021, he may have turned a corner. He has not. And same with the hits. You would keep telling him to slide, keep telling him to... Again, you're right with the run game. Less carries.
Mm-hmm.
But when he's carrying the ball, even if it's four or five times a game, get down. And he's not doing it. And that's two areas that we've harped on for two or three years now of improving. And they're not. And if anything, getting worse.
Also, my next point, let me preface it by saying I'm a huge fan of Sean McDermott. In 2016, I was advocating, slamming my hands down on the desk in a smaller radio station where I was doing a show for Sean McDermott to get a head coaching job. I've been a huge supporter of Sean McDermott, but he's coaching for his job this year. And last night, it was brutal. I know we could put a lot of it on Josh. Josh isn't going anywhere. We know that. I know Bean and McDermott are close, but eventually you got to make some big changes if this team continues to get oh so close, but yet so far, and start to spin in the wrong direction. And I understand what Sean McDermott has done in Buffalo so far is very special. Until he got there, the last time that team made the playoffs was 1999. And ever since being there, playoffs in 2017, and then back-to-back-to-back-to-back seasons, and they've been a force in the NFL. But sometimes a coach reaches their apex, and then you have to bring somebody else in for the organization to reach their apex of winning their first ever Lombardi Trophy. And I threw this out in the offseason. I will double down on it again. I don't think the Buffalo Bills are going to the Super Bowl this year. They will make the playoffs, in my opinion. But if they have a performance in the postseason where it's like, uh-oh, it looks like Cincinnati from a year ago, when Cincinnati came into their building and just destroyed the Buffalo Bills and embarrassed them, They're going to have no choice but to get rid of Sean McDermott. Even if you may have to hold your nose when you do it and know he's going to get another job somewhere else. And the first name that I'm thinking of is Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh, 3 out of 4 years in the NFL as a head coach, 3 NFC title games and made a Super Bowl and almost came back and won a Super Bowl. You know he wants to leave Michigan, not because he doesn't love the university, but the NCAA is screwing him. And if Jim Harbaugh really wants to leave the way that I believe that he does, that Buffalo situation is a very good situation and a very good city for Jim Harbaugh to go leave Michigan for and find himself in Orchard Park. I really do believe that next year Jim Harbaugh is going to be the head football coach of the Buffalo Bills, Hickey.
I like it. I like it because if you're Buffalo right now, you got to look, we talked about Josh Allen fighting for the third quarterback spot right in the league, and right now there's players nipping at his heels, maybe he's falling. Bills are falling as well in the sense that they are getting caught right now by other teams in the AFC.
All right, Ryan in Texas, real quickly. Ryan, go ahead. You're on the Zach Gelb Show.
What's going on, Gelb? I love you, man.
Appreciate it. What do you got?
Who further out?
Big Temple Owl fan. Yep, let's go.
Oh, alumni. It's all good.
So what do you
what
got, Ryan?
What I'm talking about is Aaron Rodgers. It's a sad story. I hate it. I'm not a fan. I mean, I'm a Birds fan. Everything is good. Josh Allen is what I was looking at last night. What he needs to do, I think who he needs as his quarterback whisperer is Randall Cunningham. What Randall did when he went to Minnesota, he changed his whole game. He got Offensive Player of the Year. I mean, I could see him being Randall Cunningham Part 2. You remember when Randall Cunningham got Offensive Player of the Year 2 times in a row? He stopped jumping over everybody.
Well, Ryan, we appreciate the phone call. I think his phone broke up a little bit. It's simple. Josh Allen needs to dumb it down. That's what he needs to do. He needs to stop trying to be Superman and trying to go win the game on each and every play and realize there are moments where you got to protect yourself and not try to go make the big fantasy football highlight each and every throw. And until he gets that, there's going to be some moments where he's great and he's humming. There's going to be some other moments where he's going to cost his team, as we've seen the last few years.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, here to tell you about my new podcast, Search Engine. On Search Engine, we tackle the kinds of questions that keep you up at night. Like, why are drug dealers putting fentanyl in everything? Should we be worried that Elon Musk believes that we're living in a simulation? And, for the love of God, is it actually unsafe to drink the coffee on airplanes? On Search Engine, no question is too big and no question is too small. Listen and follow Search Engine with PJ Vogt and Odyssey Podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing.
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
All righty, Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Hickey, I think you'll enjoy this tweet that I just got. And it comes from a very reliable Twitter account. Andy9131810316. I don't know if that's his social security number or not, but this is what Andy is tweeting me right now. At Zach Gelb, the Jets call the Packers, push the second round pick to a first round pick for Sean Clifford.
Now we're talking. That's a real quarterback leading the Jets to victory.
And my main man that just tweeted me his social security number said, should know the system a little, no ego, and lots of upside.
Should know the system.
I guess because he was in Green Bay and...
It's a different offense.
Rodgers was there. I'm just telling you. I'm just reading you what the tweet is.
I mean, he did win 11 games last year, Sean Clifford. So if he brings 11 games to New York, I mean, they might retire his number.
You loved him, too.
Number 8.
All you did was crap on him last year.
Wow. Oh, I mean, that's perfect. He's number 8 in Green Bay. Now number 8 is open.
Stop.
Come right in.
I'm surprised Sean Clifford got drafted.
Oh,
it was like the fourth or fifth round, too? Imagine Brian Gutekunst. Hey, Joe. I got the magic potion here. It's Sean Clifford. All you need to do is the second-round pick that we're already going to be getting from you now because Rodgers won't play 65% of the snaps. It's going to go back to a first-round pick. Think about that. You're moving up from the second to the first for Sean Clifford, who didn't get drafted until the fifth round. That really makes sense right there.
I would advise Jets fans and NFL fans everywhere, do yourself a favor. Go back a month ago.
That's a Packer fan, clearly.
Packers-Bengals preseason game. You'll see why Sean Clifford is worth a first-round pick. Lit him up. He made Lou Anarumo look silly. And Lou Anarumo has put Joe Burrow in the blender. Josh Allen in the blender.
Patrick Mahomes.
He's put Patrick Mahomes in the blender.
Okay.
That guy knows a thing or two about defense. His defense flummoxed.
Now, I'm not a loser like you, so I don't watch the preseason. Was he going up against the second and third string guys?
I mean, who he's going against is not relevant. Oh, yeah. I mean, the Bengals didn't play any stars, I don't think. But, hey, he was cooking. I'll just say that. Okay. He was cooking. Gotcha. Tight window throws.
Sean Clifford.
Look, give you got one number eight from Green Bay. What's two?
You need to stop. You really need to
stop. I didn't put it out there.
I was just reading you the tweet.
That's right. Other people are already now starting to get on the Sean Clifford hype train.
There's no hype train. It's non-existent. That's like when you're a toddler and you're on the bed and you just start screaming and kicking in and yelling into your pillow. Nothing's going to happen. You're just wasting your energy. You're just wasting your time.
I'll say this. Some of the best NFL quarterbacks have had the most nondescript college careers. Patrick Mahomes. Were you talking about Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech? Not really.
The only one that was talking Josh about Allen? Sean Clifford in college was you.
Exactly right.
It drove you nuts. Drove you nuts that he was on the field.
So that should mean, if anything, like, oh, this guy maybe could be pretty good. These guys come out of the shadows.
You know what you are?
And Tom Brady, develop.
I used to call you Hot Take Kicky. Now I'm going back to your old nickname of Trace. You're just trolling Trace. That's what you become. Skip Bayless has all these new partners. I'm surprised you're not going to pop up on that show. You've become a troll.
I'm no troll.
You are
I'm
a troll.
I'm just responding. The troll is that
you're
is
a clown.
Andy with his social security number given, saying the Jets are trading a first round pick for Sean Clifford. I'm just reacting to the tweet and the information you're putting out there. I'm backing it up. Joe Douglas, get on the phone. Let's go.
All right. So say something positive about Sean Clifford here.
I just told you. Watch the Green Bay Bengals
from his Penn State career. Give me something positive.
Did you watch the Rose Bowl? That's a good Utah defense. That is a good Utah defense. And boy, oh boy. Sean Clifford made them look silly. The only other quarterback that made them look equally as bad, Anthony Richardson, fourth overall pick. See connection?
Yeah. You root for Penn State and you root for the Colts.
No, I'm just saying. Good quarterbacks tear up Utah's defense. Otherwise, Caleb Williams, tough time. 0-2.
No one puts lipstick on a pig like you do.
Sean Clifford has a better record against Utah than Caleb Williams does, who everyone is calling Patrick Mahomes 2.0. So
congratulations.
I think is that worth a first-round pick? I would say so.
Okay.
I mean, I'm Brian Gutekunst's PR agent right now. I'm doing his work for him.
Yeah. Maybe we should I've been to Wisconsin before. Maybe we should just send you out to Wisconsin.
Love Madison. Let's go back there.
Okay.
I know it's Milwaukee and Green Bay.
Mean like you permanently go out there.
Permanently?
Yeah, I look for a new producer. We get someone else. Someone with a brain?
I'm too soft. I'll fully admit I'm too soft for the frozen tundra.
Yeah, you killing Tony Gonzalez for wearing gloves at a pregame set. You would be bundled up. We couldn't even see
you
at all.
I'm not that soft. That was 55 degrees.
You're tougher than Tony Gonzalez?
55-degree weather with my hands, yes. In that one specific scenario, I am.
If I did not care about my job, I would curse on the air right now and say, bull, you know what?
I'm not telling you I can lift more than Tony Gonzalez. I can take an NFL hit. I'm not sitting here telling you I'm a better tight end than Tony Gonzalez. All I'm saying is, in 55-degree weather, one of us wears gloves, one doesn't. In that one specific scenario, he has me beat in 999 others. This one, I think I got him. That's all.
Mr. Hickey, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response was there anything that could even be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you.
I think a lot of facts are spoken.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, where when you listen to this show, the tagline should be the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, where Hickey is now a jackass. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Later in the show, I will give you three college football takes from this weekend. Hickey will probably troll up three college football takes as well. We got to get more into Aaron Rodgers. Was that it for him last night? Is he going to retire? Steve Largent's going to join us at 8:20 p.m. Eastern, 5:20 p.m. Pacific. Kyle Whittingham, the coach of the Utah Utes, stopping by in the final hour of the show. But first, when we come on back, former Jet defensive back, now does a bunch of things in the media world, Eric Coleman, who I used to host some radio shows with, is going to join us to react to the massacre last night at MetLife Stadium.